Hey, y'all out there. This is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Reichage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to look at a little bit of history. All week, we've been looking at werewolves. It's Halloween time. We're excited. Well, my wife's excited. I'm not so much a Halloween person, but I'm ready for Christmas. And as part of Halloween, you know, last year we looked at some Tim Burton and zombies and things, and this year we're looking at other things. One of those things is werewolves. Now, I've noticed that werewolves have gotten just dogged on, a lot when it comes to history. You know, mummies, vampires, all sorts of other stuff is there. And so today I thought I would look at the history of the werewolf and where the ideas come from, the culture, everything like that. But not a surprise, there's not a whole lot there. There's little things that pop up throughout history as far as you know, Vikings who would wear the skin of bears when they would go out and things like that, you know, or even to the point where in some witch trials, if somebody claimed they were a witch or a warlock, you know, they'd be persecuted, both. Or if they claimed they were a werewolf, it was just like, oh, well, he's just sad and lonely. He's okay. We don't need to worry about him. So since the dawn of superstitions, really, and supernatural, werewolves have not been a very big thing. Except there's one exception there, and that's what we're going to look at today, is Peter Stump, or Peter Stoop, or Peter Stumpf, or Abel Griswold, Abel Griswold, Ubel Griswold. Nobody really knows this guy's name. He's had a lot of different names, but he is known as, the one name that everyone can agree on that he is known by is the Werewolf of Bedburg. And this guy is crazy. So, flashback to 1580s. So, a long, long time ago. You have this guy, Peter Stump, who they think his name may have been the Abel Griswold, and he was called Stump because his left hand had been cut off, and he only had a stump. Super creative with naming back in the day. But this guy was accused of witchcraft, cannibalism, and werewolfery, which is a great word, werewolfery. Now, not a whole lot is known about this. There was kind of a 16-page legal study published in 1590, which would have been right after he died. And there was a German print, and none of it exists. There are two known copies of an English adaptation that exist, and that are in a couple of libraries, like the British Museum and things. These were discovered by Montague Summers, who's like the original 20th century occultist, and while he was writing books about werewolves and things, he found all this stuff, including statements from friends, neighbors, people of the community, you know, about what went down at this time. And there's been, you know, a lot of stuff as to whether or not, how much is true or false, you know, as with anything from that time. But, so yeah, Peter Stump. He claimed that the devil came to him and gave him this belt or girdle thing where he put it on, and when he wore it, it transformed him. It turned him into a wolf, you know, that was strong and mighty and had eyes that sparkled like fire and was cruel and greedy and just bad to the bone, all these things.
And while he was in, you know, he had this for 25 years, he said. And during this time, he ate goats and lambs and sheep and men, women, and children. And that's another thing I noticed. A lot of times, werewolfism, werewolfery, as we learned today, werewolfery is connected to not just cannibalism, but especially the cannibalism of children. Which is super, I mean, cannibalism in general is disturbing, but anytime you throw kids in it, it's pretty sad, and yeah, never a good thing. But so he was accused of witchcraft and stuff, and that's when they brought him in, and he's like, oh yeah, I do black magic, I have forever, and I have this girdle, and they're like, you're insane. Well, but this wasn't one of those, like we talked earlier, where it's, oh, no, you're sad insane. No, this was, you were crazy and convicted of killing at least 18 people. So of these people, 14 of them were children. Two were pregnant women. And he said that he, like, ripped their fetuses out. So before we go any further, I probably should have started the show with this. But before we go any further, warning. There's going to be some graphic content ahead. You know, we're talking about werewolves and eating people and cannibalism and stuff like that. So I'm not going to get, like, too gross, but I'm going to read the facts, ma'am. And it may not be the best thing for you. And so just a heads up. Here's your chance to hit pause. 3, 2. Okay, so these pregnant women, he ripped out the fetuses, and he said, quote, ate their hearts panting hot and raw. And he said they were dainty morsels, end quote. And that's just crazy. Of all those kids that he ate, one was his own kid, his own son. He had a son and a daughter. And we'll get to the daughter in a minute. But his son was one of the ones that he ate. And supposedly when they found the son, that his brain had been devoured. So that's some zombie level stuff there. And so he got accused of all the other stuff we talked about, being, you know, a murderer, a cannibal. He was also accused of having incest with his daughter. And because of this, she was sentenced to die with him. She was going to be killed as well. He also said that he had hooked up with a distant relative, which is and was against the law. He also said that he hooked up with a succubus that the devil sent him. So, dude got some action, I guess, if all of it was gross. Not just kind of gross, but like super, super gross. And he died on Halloween Day, October 31st, 1589. And him and his daughter, and this is, oh, again, brutal, violent, gory. Prepare your ears. So he's put to a wheel, which basically was like a giant wagon wheel that they would chain or tie somebody down to. And the flesh was torn from his body in 10 different places with red-hot pincers. So they were just grabbing in there and ripping his flesh off. And then they ripped off his arms and his legs. And then his limbs were broken with the backside of an axe, because supposedly that kept you from returning from the grave. And then he was beheaded, and the rest of his body was thrown on a pyre and burned. Imagine that. That was being thorough, definitely. And then his daughter had already been flayed and strangled, and she was burned too. And as a warning, which is what they did back then, instead of saying, hey, no, don't do this, they took the wheel and drew a wolf on it and then put Stump's head on the top of it. If you go to the Wikipedia page, you can see a picture of this. I'm not going to put it up as a picture of the day because it is, yeah, super, super disturbing. And just crazy. So that's like the best account of a quote-unquote real werewolf in history. And they think there's been some things going around that, oh, maybe this was like a political thing because a big Catholicism movement just came in and cleared town. But if it was just political, there was all this other stuff going on. All these aristocrats were there being fancy, and they wouldn't have been there whether it's political or if it was just a normal werewolf witchcraft trial. It's because this guy was so demented and so sick and so just jacked up in the head that they had to see for themselves what went down and everything. It just kind of blows my mind. And I thought this would be a lot more interesting. To me, at least, it was a lot more interesting than, oh yeah, some dudes wore some wolf skins and things. And yeah, it's just crazy to think that that's an example of a serial killer. Like one of the original serial killers right there. Sorry, Jack the Ripper. This guy's got you beat by a couple hundred years. But that's it for today's show. One of the only shows I've ever given a warning on. But let us... Actually, I'm not going to ask you to let us know about anything. But get out there and find us on social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. Not just me, but everybody. All the guys on the network. That's Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and Our Family Sounds. Blah Blah has their big... We're talking years in the making. Longer than The Night Nerd has been around. Their Moore versus Morrison is Sunday. So make sure you keep an ear out for that. Our Family Sounds will be up the week after that because they'll need some time to recover. If you're listening to us on iTunes or Google Play, make sure to hit that like, comment, share, subscribe. Give us a good review that lets us... Good reviews for us are good for you because we get cooler prizes like the free SNES Classic we're giving away on our Facebook page right now. Go over there, check it out. All you have to do is just tell your friends about The Night Nerd and we'll do the rest for you. Yeah, just get people to like our page and we'll give you one. So that's going to be it. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I enjoy hearing from each and every single person, so just hit me up. I love to talk. Same thing on Facebook. Just let me know on there. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. I'm the one.